From the Koshertified Amphitheater in Hollywood, this is the first annual Goyim's Choice Awards. Good evening. Goyim's and Schicksal's. This is Patrick Slattery. I'm here with Professor Richard Sloan. And boy, oh boy, am I excited for these first Goyim's Choice Awards, the Whiteys. We are live at this amphitheater.
What a beautiful amphitheater it is.
Well, only the best from Koshertified. It's the app that sponsors the Whiteys Award, among many other things. You know, there are so many awards out there. There's the Oscars, right, the Academy Awards. There's the Emmys. There's the Pulitzer Prize. There's the Nobel Prizes, even. And when you look at them, what you get down to is it's really just a big Jewish circle jerk. Jews who are congratulating other Jews on how smart they are, to a large extent. And in that spirit, we've decided, here at Koshertified, to have the Goyim's Choice Awards, so that finally the Goyim have their say in what's what.
Yeah, what's, can you describe the trophy that our winners will be getting tonight when they take home one of our Whiteys?
I haven't really thought about it much.
For example, at the Academy Awards, they get like an Oscar, right?
Indeed.
And at the AVN Awards, which is the American Adult Video Industry Award, I think they get something that they can hold in their hand, but it's not quite a human. But anyway, they're different trophies that you hold in your hand when you win an award. What would the Whitey look like?
Well, I mean, what it's looked like so far would probably be best depicted by a screw, because we're getting screwed.
There you go. I hope no one's taken that.
Yeah. Get back to me on that later in the show.
Okay. Because if we use the screw and it's a hit, it will be used by other people.
Well, let's get started here. Let's see. What is our first category? Well, the best name for a crypto Jew.
That sounds like a good category. Is there multiple choice?
It is multiple choice. We've got a bunch of choices here. And, of course, this is not exhaustive. There's lots and lots that we could be choosing from. And the nominees are Madeleine Albright.
Wow, that's a WASPy sounding last name.
Sure is. She was such a crypto Jew, she didn't even know she was Jewish. Tim Wise.
W-I-S-E?
W-I-S-E, yeah. We're on to you, you Jewish bastard. Tony Curtis. Kirk Douglas. Paul Newman.
Paul Newman?
Yeah,
he
yeah.
He doesn't look Jewish.
Well, he's a Hollywood actor.
Oh, well, that's true. But he's a handsome one.
He is a handsome one. You know, all three of those guys were kind of handsome, but still.
Every now and then they let in a handsome goy like DiCaprio or Brad Pitt or someone like that, just to have the one or two handsome goy every generation.
Yeah, and then they have them portray Jews like DiCaprio in that movie Wolf of Wall Street. Get a goy to portray the Jew. How about that? Okay, moving on. General Wesley Clark, whose father, by the way, was an Orthodox Jew. Not many people knew that. And Vladimir Lenin. And the first Whitey goes to Tim Wise.
Tim Wise, okay.
Tim Wise, come on down for your Whitey. Tim Wise.
Vladimir Lenin, I knew he spoke Yiddish in his home, but I thought he was just a goy that really liked to speak Yiddish. I thought that was just like a hobby.
A lot of people thought that. In fact, throughout the Soviet Union, most people didn't know that until pretty much the end. Tim Wise he could not make it tonight for fear of being exposed as a crypto Jew. He would have actually been a good person in the fellow white people category. Okay, well, let's move on. And Professor Sloan, do you have a category for us?
Yes, it looks like the next category is called biggest white supremacist racist of 2018.
Wow. Okay, let's hear the nominees.
There are five nominees. The first one is Dinesh D'Souza.
Very white supremacy.
Yep. The second one is Diamond and Silk.
Good choice.
The third one is Don Limon. I think there's an accent mark over the O in Limon.
Yes, I hear it pronounced that way often.
The fourth one is Kanye West. And the fifth one is
Ben Shapiro.
And I believe, Dr. Slattery, you have the envelope, so you can announce the winner for us.
I have the envelope. And the winner is... Who's the winner?
I don't know. We didn't decide. We just have the nominees.
And what was the category?
Biggest white supremacist racist of 2018. I guess it would be Kanye West, right?
I guess so. Kanye West!
Okay, I guess I'm not surprised. He stabbed the left in the back the most out of those five nominees, didn't he?
Big white supremacist, yeah. Neo-Nazi. Neon-Nazi.
He had the nerve to go meet Trump in the White House and not bring an Orange Man Bad placard with him.
No. Wore a MAGA hat on Saturday Night Live, much to everyone's distress.
But they didn't let him come out with it at the end, did they? It was like a fist fight in the back, wasn't it?
They might have edited it out for the Western time zones. Because I don't think it's live on the West Coast.
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay. Let's move on. How about this one? Most ironic Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Oh, okay. See, highbrow. The whiteys are highbrow, aren't they?
Oh, they are. Very highbrow here. All right. We've got... Drum roll, please. Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, he won a Nobel Peace Prize. His accomplishment was not being George W. Bush, right?
Very difficult, very difficult. Only possible because of term limits. Menachem Begin.
Okay. All that peace he was spreading in Israel.
Oh, that's right, and around the world, right? Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger, yes, a man of peace who served Richard M. Nixon and continues to give talks about how important peace is in his old age.
Yitzhak Rabin.
Yitzhak Rabin, you'll have to remind me, was he the premier of Israel?
He was premier of Israel two or three times, eventually got assassinated. And Shimon Peres.
Okay.
You know, it seems as if a good way to get a Nobel Prize is to be an Israeli prime minister, kill a whole bunch of Palestinians and other Arabs, and then let up for a while.
Well, I don't think Einstein killed anybody, but they wanted him to be the first Israeli prime minister, didn't they?
The first, he was offered the presidency of Israel.
Oh, presidency.
Presidency. And you've got the envelope?
Yes. The winner is Menachem Begin.
Come on down, Menachem Begin. Or come on up from wherever you are.
I think I'm presenting the next one. It looks like the next one is most triggering Trump gesture of 2018.
Good category.
And the first one is the wave. That's that presidential wave. Remember, Reagan used to do it all the time when he was on his way to his helicopter and the press were shouting out questions, and he would just kind of like wave back at them?
Yeah, and then point to his ear, it's indicating he had dropped his hearing aid somewhere.
Right, and I can't hear you over the helicopters taking off, which he told the helicopter pilot to do so he wouldn't have to answer questions. Trump does that same wave, but he also stops and asks and answers the press's questions.
And insults journalists along the way.
But I think that wave, that Reagan-esque wave, is triggering to a lot of people on the left.
Okay.
The second most triggering Trump gesture of 2018 is the pinch. It's that thumb and forefinger, thumb and first two fingers, little way that Trump punctuates his speech with one hand that looks kind of like the white power sign. You know, the OK sign is also the white power sign because you got three fingers making a W and you got your thumb and forefinger making the P.
Very triggering.
And the third nominee is the fish lip pucker, which I've personally never seen Trump do, but apparently he does it all the time because it's a key part of Alec Baldwin's Trump impersonation. And are we ready for me to open up the envelope and please, give the winner?
Please open it up.
And it looks like the winner is the pinch. I never even really noticed the pinch, but I guess it triggers a lot of people on the left.
Well, it seems that the pinch could not accept his award today because he has something else to do.
The next Whitey category is for Most Awesome Foreign Leader.
Okay.
The nominees are Vladimir Putin of Russia.
He's pretty awesome.
That Salvini guy, whatever his first name is.
Matteo.
Matteo Salvini of Italy. Dr. Mahathir Mohamad of Malaysia.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's Duterte's first name?
Badass. Rodrigo.
Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines.
What's the category again?
Most Awesome Foreign Leader.
Because the name Rodrigo, he probably should win just on the basis of his first name. Pretty awesome first name.
Rod. That's right. Rod. Rod Duterte. And Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil.
Okay.
Now, in the spirit of the Nobel Prizes, the Whitey really should go to Jair Bolsonaro, who was only just inaugurated, in the spirit of Barack Obama having won the Peace Prize for having done basically nothing. But the Goyim's choice are not the Oscars. Let's open up this envelope. The most awesome foreign leader is Vladimir Putin.
Okay, good.
Good choice. He has done a lot for his people. Taking his people from abject Jewish inflicted poverty in the 1990s with a plunging birth rate and suicide off the charts to now a country that can be proud of itself.
And he's funny, too. Vladimir Putin is to the offhanded comment what Donald Trump is to the tweet.
And, of course, he's beloved by animals, horses. He rides the horses. They love him, the tigers. And he, in fact, do you know that bear, Tim the Bear, in Russia, who was famous during the World Cup games last summer, who would drive around blowing a trumpet? He was personally trained by Vladimir Putin to play the trumpet and to officiate soccer games.
Wow.
And he's here tonight. Vladimir Putin, come down and get your whitey.
Вы очень, вы известный человек в нашей стране, вот вы лично. И не только как ведущий на одной из крупнейших телевизионных корпораций, но и как интеллектуал.
It is privilege to receive this choice award from the Goyim.
Зачем вы все передергиваете?
You know, competition very stiff.
Возьмите...
Duterte called Obama son of a whore. Very impressive.
Вот над вами берет вверх журналист,
Victor Orban,
а не аналитик.
Why he not even nominated?
Вы посмотрите, что я сказал.
But seriously,
я на ходу сказал, что Трамп яркий человек.
Your country is being chewed like crazy, and it is time Trump does something about it.
Каких других характеристик я ему не давал?
You know, Tim the Bear.
Но вот на что я точно обращаю внимание.
Teaching him
how to play trumpet. That was easy part.
И что я точно приветствую.
Explaining to him.
И не вижу здесь ничего плохого, наоборот.
How 2% Jews.
Господин Трамп заявил, что он готов к восстановлению полноформатному...
Take over country with biggest military in history.
Восстановлению российско-американских отношений. Чего здесь плохого? Мы все это приветствуем. А вы нет?
And give it to Stoll people. No bear can understand that. Vladimir Putin, everyone.
Okay, I've got our next category here, Dr. Slattery.
Okay.
It's most vomit-inducing Amy.
Oh.
And the nominees are Amy Goodman.
Oh, God. She's that old hag on Democracy Now.
Yes. Amy Cook.
Jewish lesbian on PBS. News. Oh, God.
And Amy Schumer. Well, I guess we know the winner. Dr. Slattery couldn't hold it in past the third nominee. Amy Schumer is the winner.
Oh, God. What's Chucky Schumer's second cousin.
What's the most disgusting thing that she's done recently? Didn't she, like, let out a video of her, what's it called, afterbirth?
Oh, has she had a baby? Oh, God, and she's passed on that DNA?
Yeah, afraid so. Oh, actually, there was a fourth nominee for most vomit-inducing Amy, but it's Rachel Maddow, I think. She just got snuck in on the basis of her vomit-inducivness.
Yes, indeed. Amy Schumer, I mean, here's some vomit-inducing. I saw her a few years ago on a promo for her show on Comedy Central where she was talking to a couple of guys at a bar, and she said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm making room.
Head into the can. Make some room.
Okay.
Pretty gross.
Okay. That's her whole act, though. You take away the gross aspect of her, and what has she got?
She's just kind of, like, fat and ugly.
Okay, while we're waiting for Dr. Slattery's next award, I've got a surprise award that Dr. Slattery didn't know was coming. The surprise category is Best Dr. Slattery Memes.
Ooh, that sounds like a fun category.
The first nominee is Riding the Zombie Corpse of the European People to World Domination.
That's what the Jews are trying to do.
Yes, that's a Dr. Slattery invented meme that's got traction and other people are referencing.
And we'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The next nominee for the category Best Dr. Slattery Meme is Shitolia. What's Shitolia exactly, Dr. Slattery?
Those are the countries that people come from when they come to the United States, much to Donald Trump's consternation.
Oh, I see. There are preferred immigration categories under the Obama administration.
Exactly.
And then the third Dr. Slattery meme is the Jews as bat people. Does this mean like Batman and Robin from the comic books? Or what exactly are these bat people we're talking about?
So in some cultures, the bat is considered to be very two-faced. He'll go to the mammals and say, hey, I've got fur, I'm like you. And then he goes to the birds and say, hey, I've got wings, I'm like you. I'm not very conveniently... switching identities.
Okay, so the bats could be mammal and the bats could be birds.
Right.
And the idea is that the Jews go from being Jews to being normal goy or normal white people, depending on...
So the Jews are oppressed minorities when they want to ally with people of color. And yet when they get caught with their fist in the cookie jar, they are white people.
Okay. Well, it looks
like... One more meme.
Okay, so I've just been told that there's actually one late entry. Best Dr. Slattery memes, writing the zombie course of the European people to world domination, Shitolia, Jews as bat people, and this last minute entry, let's let the Chinese take care of this African population bomb. Apparently that just became a last minute entry because Jazz Hands McFeels just used it on Fash the Nation a day or two ago, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm opening the envelope now, and it looks like the winner is riding the zombie course of the European people to world domination. Congratulations on that, Dr. Slattery.
Thank you, a favorite of mine. I considered making that the title of my forthcoming book. We'll see what happens once it's forthcoming.
Okay, and there's the sound of the zombie corpses being ridden into the coming apocalypse. Okay, and you had an award that you were about to announce.
Yes, indeed. The next one. Here's a good one. Left-wing show host with the biggest knockers. And the nominees are Anna Kasparian of the Young Turks.
Anna Kasparian. I guess the Young Turk geeks like to talk about her knockers, but they're not so much to write home about, I don't think.
Jill Pike, also of the Young Turks.
She's more attractive Young Turk hostess.
Yeah. Is that her in the picture?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay, makes sense. Rachel Maddow? Aaron Burnett of CNN's Aaron Burnett Out Front. Well, I guess we know what's out front. Yeah, she's that one that she looks kind of like a pouty Shirley Temple, if you can picture that. She's always outraged by that bad orange man.
Yep.
Okay, and let's see. Can I have the envelope, Mr. T? And the winner is... I don't know how to read this. It's not one of the nominees. It's Senek?
Oh, Cenk Uygur. Why did I say that? Of course, he's got the biggest knockers of them all.
Oh, are you talking about Cenk Uygur?
Yeah, Cenk Uygur, Cenk Uygur. Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Yeah, okay. It makes some sense. Especially in these days of gender questioning and what difference does it make? Sure, why can't a man have the biggest knockers on TV?
Well, Cenk Uygur sure does. I think for Cenk Uygur, it was either talk show radio host or sumo wrestler.
Okay, sumo wrestling takes a lot of training, though. I think the talk show business is a lot easier. Do you have a category for us, Professor Sloan?
Let's see here. Well, here's one. You know this one, but I'll be the one to read it. I thought it was in your pile, but it's best solution to the JQ.
Okay, and let's hear it.
The first nominee is expel the Jews. Okay. And the second nominee is exterminate the Jews. Hmm. And the third nominee is expose the Jews. And the winner is... expose the Jews. Apparently, that's the most effortless thing, and that's really all you have to do to solve the JQ, is you just have to let people know.
Let people know? Who would have ever thought of that? That's something that we definitely need to try. Okay, I think that's what I'll go with. I think that is a very, very good category. Okay, here's one. Lifetime achievement in destroying white countries through immigration. And the nominees are Senator Charles Schumer.
Oh, yeah. Good old Chuck Schumer in the lottery.
The diversity lottery.
Which is prior to this lottery, we used to have standards, right? We used to decide, hey, this person gets into our country because they've got a certain level of education, or they've got a certain amount of wealth, or they're likely to contribute in such a way. But thanks to Chuck Schumer's lottery system, now it's a crapshoot, and you can buy as many lottery tickets as you like, and whatever disease you have, it doesn't matter. You win the lottery, you come in.
Right, and with most of the immigration visas being issued under the category of family reunification, it was really, really important to start off some family chain immigration by sowing these seeds of diversity. Because how could you have Congolese people immigrating here through family migration if there weren't any in the first place?
Right.
And this is what Charles Schumer did. It was really under the guise of bringing some Irish here. But of course, Irish nowadays have very small families, and most Irish people don't want to come here. But in a country like the Congo, where the average mother has 8 children, and everybody is related on a pretty close level to people, everyone in their village, you let one person win that lottery, and the next thing you know, you've got an entire village of Congolese right here in America.
Everybody loves that Congolese village. And as we're recording this podcast, we've got a typhus epidemic in downtown Los Angeles, and there are parts of San Francisco that you cannot walk in without stepping in human feces. So thank you, Chuck Schumer, for making the United States such an interesting, adventurous place.
And we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, and the next nominee, Emanuel Seller. Not necessarily a household name, but he was the sponsor in the House of Representatives of the Hart-Celler Act, otherwise known as the 1965 Immigration Act. He had been a lifelong champion. He had, in fact, in Congress in the 1920s, had been the main opponent of the National Origins Act that limited immigration to levels in accordance with the 1890 census.
So the nominee is just Mr. Hart from the Hart-Celler Act.
No, Mr. Seller, Emanuel Seller.
Mr. Seller. What about Jacob Javits?
Yes, took the words right out of my mouth. Jacob Javits, who, although the act is not named after him, he was actually the champion of it in the Senate, also had written in early 1950s an article, Throw the Gates Open. It was about immigration.
So there was somebody behind the scenes. I always thought, like, Ted Kennedy was the front runner. And this person behind the scenes, we're doing the Whitey Awards, but Jacob Javits? That doesn't sound all that white to me. It sounds a little ethnic.
Oh God. Yes, and if you read Ann Coulter's book, Adios America, you would get the impression that it was Ted Kennedy. But no, Ted Kennedy was a freshman senator, had very little power. He was just a convenient poster child, given that his brother had just had his brains blown out in an Israeli-backed assassination. Next nominee, George Soros, lifetime achievement. Most recently known for having sponsored the Central American caravans, but also he funds the good people who scoop Africans out of rickety boats a mile off the coast of Libya and ferries them to Italy, Spain, and other European destinations.
Yes, if it's a lifetime achievement award, I can't think of a better nominee since Jacob Schiff. I mean, George Soros has been busy his whole life screwing the goy, if we can say that on your show.
Yes, but not only through immigration, because he also screws us in so many other ways.
Yes, exactly.
And last entry, Angela Merkel. Well, let it not be said that we aren't an equal opportunity awards show. Yes, she is a goy, but she certainly enjoys screwing the goyim figuratively through immigration. And the winner is Chuck Schumer. Senator Schumer, come on down and get your whitey. Well, it appears Senator Schumer could not join us today because he's busy preventing Donald Trump from building a wall on the southern border. That's dedication. Okay, do you have our next category, Professor Sloan?
Yes, you know that the people who work in the media, what they love to do is to be able to drop a swear word every now and then. But there's this pesky thing called the FCC, currently chaired by a Indian gentleman, I believe, Ajit Pai.
Mm-hmm.
Is he from India?
He is of Indian origin.
He's of Indian origin. Even prior to Mr. Pai, there have always been censors and there have always been standards for the major news networks, non-cable networks. And so they can't really say the naughty words, the four-letter words, unless there's a very newsworthy reason that allows them to drop a swear word or two. So the category that we're going to present now is the best Trojan horse that brought in a swear word that the media was able to drop all over the place. I hope you get the concept of this award, Dr. Slattery.
I certainly do.
The first nominee is the obvious one, which is shithole. President Trump allegedly said that in a private meeting, though he denies he said exactly that word, but admits to having said something similar. And this became an excuse for CNN and NBC and various news networks that normally would not use four-letter words to say shithole for several days on end.
They started sounding a lot like TRS there for a while. By the way,
yes,
we have never said that word on RBN, on National Bugle Radio.
Well, I said it several times assuming that you were going to beep it. Should I have beeped myself and
no.
said beep hole?
No, Mr. T at the control panel will take care of that.
Okay. The second nominee is Mr. Han Asshole Solo. He's the famous YouTuber or blogger who I don't think he created the meme, but he spread the meme of Trump beating up a person at a wrestling match, and the person doesn't have a face. He has a CNN logo where the first person's face would be.
Oh.
So it's a Trump beating up CNN meme.
And then CNN threatened to expose him and sue him and ruin his life unless he cried uncle.
Yes, exactly. And all three of these nominees actually come originally in some form from the president. The media used statements that the president made as an excuse for talking foul during their broadcast presentations. So the third nominee is the infamous old bit of B-roll that was re-released leading into the 2016 election. It's Trump talking about grabbing women by the pussy. Grab them by the
Trump grabbed America by the and
yes.
I wish I could say, and made it great again. I hope to be able to say that at some point.
Let's hope he's in the process of making it great again. Anyway, it seems that the winner is... Oh, it looks like this award is being presented solely on the basis of how many times the word was used, and it's
sheephole.
Because we heard a
sheephole
a lot. We heard
sheephole
several times an hour for hours on end for several days in a row in the wake of Trump's infamous comment. Okay, I've got one more.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so the nominee is Supreme Court Justice most likely to die during the year 2019. And the first nominee is Elena Kagan, but Ms. Kagan is rather young, so I think that's just wishful thinking.
I think there's a lot of people out there with their fingers crossed.
And the second nominee is Samuel Alito, because he's getting up there in years. Okay. And the third nominee is Clarence Thomas.
He is the senior most justice by now, having been put on the court by the dead President Bush. I was kind of expecting another name there, though.
Oh, I have already opened the envelope. What name were you expecting?
I was expecting RGB, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, no. Maybe I misread the category. These are the most likely to die during the year 2019. These don't include the ones that are already dead.
Oh, okay. She has been dead for a while.
We believe she has been dead. And also, we're pre-recording this. So by the time this award ceremony actually plays, perhaps the world will know where Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been kept on ice and the date that she actually passed away. We believe it was probably some time ago. Anyway, the winner of the most likely to die during the year 2019, sorry, Mr. Alito, but because
no,
you're
getting... No, not Alito.
Oh, well, I've just been notified by our sponsors at CoSertified that predicting an individual's death would be inappropriate for this forum. So instead, we're going to predict the method of death, and that would be choking to death on ice cream at a Martha's Vineyard charity softball game to raise money for an orphaned kitten's shelter. And we'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. the network thanks you.
Next category, best parody song. And the entries are Almost Heaven, California by some guy on Fastination.
That's okay, are you talking about White Hot Takes version of Take Me Home, Country Roads?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's got a good beat to it.
Yeah, indeed.
Borders closed, send them home to the place they belong.
Next entry would be Seventh Son, Sven, for parody of George Michael, Last Christmas.
George Michael was gay.
He was? I didn't see that coming. So, Last Christmas, you promised me a wall, but all I got was prison reform.
Last Christmas, I asked for a wall, and the very next year, got prison reform.
And the next entry would be our own Filbert Applebag with Everybody Wants Jews. It is this Billy Squire song, Everybody Wants You, but it's Everybody
yep.
Wants Jews.
Okay, if Filbert Applebag wins, we're all going to know that this award ceremony is fixed.
Yes, and if it's fixed, it would mean it's Jewish.
They never spend a dime, but they make quite a few. They make the joy of slaves. Everybody wants Jews.
And the winner is Seventh Son with Last Christmas. Come on up here, Seventh Son.
That's a very gay pick. I mean, boy pick.
That is a boy pick. Hey, not just one letter difference, but just adding one little line to goy and you get gay. That's why we really got to watch our P's and Q's, if you know what I mean. Okay, next category is Best Parody Song Video. And the entries are Everybody Wants Jews by Filbert Applebaum.
What's that a parody of?
Billy Squire.
Okay.
Everybody Wants You. And the thing is, none of the other songs had videos with them. So the winner is Filbert Applebag. Filbert, come on up and get your way.
Oh, man, these are fixed.
This wasn't fixed.
Conveniently, Filbert Applebag happens to be in the audience.
Well, because he wanted to get some FaceTime with Vladimir Putin, who's also in the audience.
Okay, well, maybe they're not fixed, but it seems like a big coincidence.
No, he didn't get Best Parody Song.
Oh, okay, that's right. He only got Best Parody Song Video.
That's right, because he made the video. Filbert,
wow.
Come on up.
I would like to thank my dog, who sits in the studio and listens to the songs over and over and over again with my other family members, and mainly my fans, all for the fans. I'd also like to thank all my former recording partners, Duff McKagan, Juice Newton, and Andrew Ridgely. You know who he is?
Nope.
He's the other guy from Wham.
Oh, the straight one. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, I've got a question here. I'm not sure if I can read all three of the nominees, but the question is, who is the most horrendous Goyim Me Too perpetrator?
Oh my God.
And the first nominee is Harvey Weinstein. I know how to pronounce his name.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you say Goyim?
I don't know. I didn't write the question.
Okay.
Maybe some of the plants that he Me Too'd with were Goyim? I don't know.
I think the ficus is pretty Goyish, don't you?
Okay, well, that's how Harvey Weinstein slipped in, I guess.
Okay.
And then the next nominee is Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer. Who's probably not really, not a lot of worries. But there again, he is half Jewish.
Okay, well,
it could have been, you know, here's the thing. I don't want to get too graphic, but, you know, if he Me Too'd himself, he could be like, Jewish half Me Too'ing his boy half.
Well, this third nominee sounds like a hippie to me. The guy's name is Les Moonbeam. Wait a minute, that's Les Moonbeam.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask Larry Davis on this one. Larry David, Jew or not a Jew?
Is that a serious question? Of course he's a Jew.
Well, Larry David's a Jew, but is Les Moonves a Jew?
Oh, I see. We're going to ask him if Les Moonves a Jew.
Come on up, Larry David. Larry David, everyone. Jew or not a Jew? All these guys with their Me Toos and all, Jew or not Jews?
A lot of sexual harassment stuff in the news of late, and I couldn't help but notice a very disturbing pattern emerging, which is that the predators are Jews. Jews are in the headlines for notorious reasons. Weinstein took it out.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, I think we're ready for the winner.
Okay. And it looks like the winner is Larry Moonves.
Lester? Leslie?
Lester?
Whatever. Speaking of Me Tooing, do you think Kamala Harris or Kirsten Gillibrand are Jewish?
There's something in the Kamala Harris circle that's Jewish. I can't remember what. Isn't she married to a Jew?
She is married to a Jew. Now, that's very recent that she was married to a Jew. But you see, back in the 1980s, one or the other of them me-tooed me, totally me-tooed me. It's like, came up to me at Donna Summer concert, and it was all like, hey, sailor, want a good time? And I just thought, what does that even mean? And Sugar Ray Leonard was there, and he had his bodyguards, and, you know, they saw the whole thing. And, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard, you think he'd be taller. But he saw the whole thing. And I'm going to be hiring a Jewish psychiatrist who is going to help me recover these memories because of all the trauma and everything. But accusers, victims, must be believed.
Well, Freud said sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, you know.
Did he say that?
Yes.
But that's because he smoked cigars.
Yes.
He smoked cigars to the extent that he lost the upper plate of his mouth, and so his oral cavity was connected to his nasal cavity. Pretty gross stuff. Do you have another category for us?
I've got a category here. I'm not sure if I have the nominees. I think some of the nominees may be at your end. But biggest coincidence. I can read the first nominee right here. It's Larry Silverman. He's the gentleman that bought the Twin Towers in New York just before the infamous terrorist attack and insured them both for a ton of money and was able to collect twice from the insurance companies because each of the planes hitting each of the towers counted as a separate terrorist incident. Oh. For some reason, he never insured Building 7. We don't know why.
He didn't insure Building 7?
What was Building 7 anyway? It was a building, right?
It was a building. It was on the World Trade Center campus.
And I don't think it got hit by a plane, but didn't it somehow fall down?
Fell down. There was debris. Debris hit it.
Oh, okay. Debris hit it. You got to be careful of that. Debris. Because, you know, buildings.
Yeah. And who would have ever thought in New York City that there might be some debris? And, let's see, do you have another...
No, I think you've got the other two nominees for biggest coincidence, don't you?
Well, we do have... Jared Kushner just happens to marry the daughter of the savior of the white race and manages to completely, I'm trying to read this, I thought it was going to say screw him, but do you spell screw with a J? I don't know. But he managed to completely screw him with a J. And there you go.
Oh, Jared just drops by when Donald is having a meeting and sits down and offers good-natured advice, I thought.
He does that, and that is a big coincidence that he just happens to be there to offer advice on prison reform, letting people out of prison, dreamers, on bombing Syria, all sorts of things. Exactly what Donald Trump was elected not to do. Jared Kushner.
Okay, I've got something here about the owners of all of the big media companies. I don't understand how that relates to coincidences, because I don't think we've got any... big media companies owned by anybody named Cohen, do we?
No, you've got...
And, you know, like, everybody's always talking about how Jewish CNN is, but Don Lemon, that guy's black.
Well, of course, we do have Jewish ownership or editorial control over the New York Times and the Washington Post and CBS, NBC, CNN, ABC, all the major media conglomerates, except maybe Fox.
which is just as Zionist as the rest of them. But you know the law professor at Harvard, Alan Dershowitz, and this is what he writes in the Jerusalem Post. It is true that Jewish families have ownership interests in the New York Times and other newspapers, but those newspapers don't promote Jewish control of the world. Indeed, they are often at odds with Jewish public opinion. The same is true of Wall Street, Hollywood, and academia, where individual Jews hold diverse opinions on issues of Jewish concern. So there you go. There's nothing to see here. It's just a big coincidence.
We've got Larry Silverman, we've got Jared Kushner, and we've got...
The Jews who own the media.
Yes. Those are the three nominees for biggest coincidence. And I believe you've got the envelope that contains the winner at your end there?
Yes, I do. And the biggest coincidence is... The Jews who own the media. Come on.
Wow.
Come on down.
That's a lot of them.
Oh, my God. It's like the
media. There's so many of them. Why don't you have enough whites?
Well, that's why CoSertified had to build a giant amphitheater.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I think that is the end of our show.
Wow, I can't wait till next year.
I can't wait till next year also.
Now, wait a minute. What was this show sponsored by some organization or some product?
CoSertified. CoSertified is totally the sponsor of this show. And CoSertified, in fact, because we couldn't find a place big enough to fit all the Jews who run the media into it. We tried to get the Rose Bowl, but it only has, 70,000 seats? So we had the good people at CoSertified build a massive amphitheater, big enough to fit all of the Jews who run the media.
And that's fantastic.
It is.
Now, I understood that CoSertify is an app you can download on your Android. What about if you've got an iPhone?
If you have an iPhone...
Tim Cook is gay, by the way.
Yeah, and it's funny that Tim Cook, being gay, would be trying to screw CoSertified. Because CoSertified's not gay, it's totally not gay.
Oh.
And yet, Tim Cook is trying to screw CoSertified by taking them off the Apple Store.
So what do you do if you got an iPhone and you want this wonderful CoSertify app?
Well, you can always go to thekosherquestion.com. thekosherquestion.com, or go to nationalbugle.com and click on the CoSertified link, and it will tell you what to do. And there is a new online version of the CoSertified app that you can use if you can't get support for your iPhone CoSertified app.
I think if you're gay, you can get some support from Apple at their site. I think they've got a whole forum for people who are gay and need support.
Do they?
No, I guess not.
I think if you're gay, Tim Cook will give you some. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure to be here on the first annual Whiteys, and hope to see you all again next year, if we don't get show it before then.
Thank you so much, Professor Sloan, and we'll be back again next year with another exciting Whiteys Award. The
Goyim Choice.
The Goyim Choice, sponsored by Patreon.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.